I am always pleased to welcome each and every guest that we have on this broadcast. We wouldn't have them on this particular broadcast if they were not worthy of our audience. But tonight, as we broadcast live tonight from our flagship AM station in Memphis, Tennessee, and to the AM/FM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network, it is especially an honor to welcome back Reverend Ted Pike to the show. Reverend Pike is the director of the National Prayer Network at truthtellers.org. He is a Christian conservative watchdog organization. He is one of TPC's all-time most frequently interviewed guests, although he is back with us now for the first time in several years to inform us about an ominous piece of legislation that could perhaps finally criminalize freedom of speech in America. Ted, I mean it when I say it. I couldn't be more proud to have you on the show tonight. It's so great to have you back with us.
Well, thank you so much, James. Really, I really appreciate your zeal for the truth and willingness to take on these difficult issues, especially when we have such a tremendous threat facing us right now in the Congress, that is the House of Representatives. The Anti-Defamation League, I'm sure most of your listeners are very familiar with this Jewish attack group. They now have two monster hate crimes bills coming into the House and into the Senate. Actually, the first is the Equality Act, H.R. 5, which could be voted on. It's been through the judiciary. It's now on the floor of the House. Could be voted on next week. This bill, primarily the Equality Act, we'll talk about the other one, the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, in a few minutes. But the Equality Act would force churches to hire homosexuals and colleges, both secular and religious, to allow male homosexual transvestite to shower with girls in PE class. Now, this means these bills would end free speech for Christians to criticize homosexuality, even criticize Judaism and Jews under the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. And I have an article at truthtellers.org. It's called Equality Bill Hastens Babylon the Great. We're moving very fast toward that eventuality, terrible oppression predicted in the 17th and 18th chapter of Revelation of a world government persecuting Christians. I just want to say a few words also about the broad context of what this is doing to the First Amendment. Just before Christmas in 1971, the ADL's Northern Branch of the Canadian Human Rights Commission was poised just at Christmas time as legislators were distracted, wanting to leave for their home constituencies. And the ADL pushed through the Canadian Human Rights Act, and it's Section 319 has proven to be an unstoppable fountain of persecution and intimidation of Christian Canadians and free thinkers. Section 319 makes it a hate crime for any Canadian to publicly criticize homosexuality. No pastor is allowed to read publicly, I mean in the broad sense of the term, before a large or a secular audience, not just his home parish, but any reading publicly on the street corner or broadcasting or TV, any Bible passage critical of sodomy, if he reads that and expresses agreement with it, he can face thousands of dollars of fines and years in prison. And if a Christian is arrested for such so-called intimidation against homosexuals, he now faces a virtually unwinnable case in hostile provincial and federal courts. The situation in Canada, which ADL has brought about through deception, through guile, is basically a speech crime bureaucracy that blankets the country. And that's exactly what they are poised to do in the United States. The Equality Bill makes it a speech crime if a pastor, a Christian, speaks out against sodomy in the public realm, causing intimidation. And what is, to homosexuals, and what is intimidation? Intimidation is a term which ADL includes in all their worldwide hate laws because it can't be defined. If a person claims to be intimidated, that's something that exists in their mind. We all are intimidated by various people, by various forces, which we live in, perhaps in terror of, but no one can quantify that objectively. It is subjective. It's in the mind. And so by putting intimidation in the equality bill as a criteria for prosecution, what ADL is doing is making the emotion, the tears, the pathos, the dramatics of homosexuals who claim they have been victimized by homophobic landlords, by people who will not refuse to bake cakes for them and things like that. It's happened here in Oregon. And because that claim is in their mind, it's up to a judge, probably a liberal federal judge or something like a magisterial authority of some kind, to decide whether he believes the homosexuals or not. I remember here in Portland, Oregon, a number of years ago, there were homosexuals living in a rental house with a Christian, and this Christian witnessed to them, and they charged this Christian with a hate crime of saying that their way of life was sinful. And this went to court, and I called the Portland Police Hate Crimes Division, and I said, "Are you calling this a hate crime?" And they said, "Absolutely. They have no right. This man has no right to victimize these poor homosexuals, saying that they are perverts, their way is an abomination according to Scripture." Now, that's exactly what is coming down under the Equality Bill. Back to you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, thank you, Ted. You know, you always come prepared, brother. You always do, and that's the I'm actually texting with Winston Smith, my longtime co-host, who you may remember, who was with me more regularly back during the early years when you used to appear more often, and you were always his favorite guest. So I was texting with him while listening to you, and he told me to be sure before you got off the air tonight to send you his regards. He actually guest hosted for me last week while I was out of town with my wife in celebration of our 13th anniversary. But in any event, truthtellers.org, ladies and gentlemen, you can read Ted's magnificent article entitled Equality Bill, and that's in quotations, Hastens Babylon the Great. And it talks about in detail about how the ADL and, as he calls it, the ADL South, the Jewish Southern Poverty Law Center, are really at the precipice of bringing to America what they were able to push through in Canada in 1971. We'll give you more information about this when we come back. Ted, I was telling you just before the break that our staff member Winston was sharing with me that he's tuned in right now and to tell you that he considers you to be a lion and a rock. And I know that so many people in our audience who remember you from those early years of the show, really the first 10 years, will share in that assessment. Now, it has been a few years since you last appeared with us, so perhaps for some of the audience tonight, undoubtedly for some of the audience tonight, this is their first time to hear from you. But I want you to know, folks, that this guy is really, well, he's everything Winston said and more, truthtellers.org, and it's great to have Ted Pike back on the show with us tonight. And he's sharing with us he is a modern-day Paul Revere. He truly is. And no one has done more to fight Orwellian hate crimes laws than this man. And so many times we beat back that Matthew Shepard law, and then they finally passed it on, I don't remember what it was, the 150th try. But in any event, there's a new one, the Equality Bill. Now, he's talking about how, if passed, America's freedom of speech would be limited perhaps to the extent that it is in Canada. I'm going to read very quickly some of the things at truthtellers.org tonight. This is what Ted writes. Right now, the ADL and the ADL South, the Jewish Southern Poverty Law Center, are counting on a quick passage of the newest mega hate crimes bill, the Equality Act. That's House Resolution 5. In 2009, the ADL finally passed its national U.S. hate crimes law, the Matthew Shepard Hate Crimes Prevention Act, yet our present law doesn't end free speech to the extent of its Canadian relative. This is because our First Amendment still protects unpopular, vulgar, and even bigoted and hateful speech, as long as speech is true and does not cause riot or imminent danger, such as shouting fire in a crowded theater. America cannot criminalize it, but the Equality Act, just like the Canadian hate law, will criminalize anyone in business, education, or the religious ministry whose speech is alleged to verbally intimidate or harass gays, because of their sexual orientation, and as Ted just mentioned a moment ago, that's in the mind of those who pretend to be intimidated. So, of course, with their delicate sensibilities, anyone could be at risk, and certainly we all will be. If ratified by Congress and signed by President Trump, the new protections of the Equality Act will be united with stiff penalties of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Thus, as in Canada, every minister who publicly teaches the Bible's condemnations of homosexuality would be open to arrest. So that is what we're facing. And not many people, Ted, are talking about this. I know Sam Bushman has talked about it on his show, WorldNet Daily, a few others. But this has not gotten the serious coverage that I would have expected it would have. And I am I count myself in that group as well, until I was on my vacation last week when I saw an email come in from you alerting me to this. Even I was unaware, and that's why I wanted to hasten the day that we get you back on the show to talk about this. But that's what we're talking about. Now, surprisingly, you did tell me over the phone a few days ago that there has been some resistance to this. I believe even the ACLU is resisting this proposed legislation by the Israel lobby.
Well, actually, the ACLU, a chameleon that it is in support of the equality bill. But
okay, I'm sorry. It may be the Anti-Semitism Act that they're opposed to. Okay, correct.
That's a good point of entry into the second bill that we are very concerned about. It's the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, S-852, which has just entered the Senate. It's not as far along as the Equality Act, but it's extremely dangerous because it works hand in glove with the Equality Act to end free speech in America. And here's how it works. The Anti-Semitism Awareness Act is a recommendation. Right now, it doesn't have any penalties. It's not part of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. But What it recommends is that the Justice Department and the Department of Education establish guidelines of what is permissible as far as criticizing Jews, Judaism, or especially the State of Israel on college campuses. The ADL is very worried about the proliferation of youthful activism against Israel's oppression of the Palestinians and in favor of divestment of pulling out corporations from investing in Israel. This is what ADL considers anti-Semitic hate speech for college students to be making those kind of recommendations. So what ADL says is that first it postures, saying, oh, we are in favor of the First Amendment. We want all kinds of speech protected. But it says there comes a point when free speech becomes so intimidating to Jews, conjuring up images of the Holocaust and being Christ killers and on, and threatening the survival of the State of Israel, that Jews are so intimidated that they become emotionally distraught, emotionally damaged by this kind of language. And therefore, under the Equality Bill, if you are emotionally damaging homosexuals, Jews, Latinos, blacks, etc., actually doing physical and psychological harm to individuals through your speech, you can be indicted under the Equality Act. And you can lose your free speech to make those kind of assertions, like homosexuality is perversion or it's an abomination according to Scripture. So what ADL is doing is cleverly dividing permissible, uncouth, or critical speech from what they call anti-Semitic or anti-homophobic hate speech, which should not be permitted under the law and is indictable under the Equality Act. So what we have here is two bills which are designed to work with each other to create the end result of criminalizing a certain group of people on college campuses, on talk radio like this, in the pulpit even, who are actually allegedly doing great damage to historically beleaguered groups by using speech which is so incendiary, so inflammatory, that they have to go to therapy and they're suffering from post-traumatic syndrome after they hear this kind of language. All of this occurs in the mind, the subjective mind of the accuser, the homosexual who has now been hired by a church, the homosexual who's on the staff of a Christian summer camp, the male transvestite who's in the locker rooms of girls' PE classes, even in girls' PE classes in summer camps. What the ADL is doing through these two bills is inserting their own agents, saboteurs, informers into the very bowels of Christianity, even in secular institutions, where these people, these moles who are planted into formerly free educational religious system, can now become informers, listening for any word from the pulpit, any word in a classroom that is critical of specially protected groups. So in a word, right now we have to protest the Equality Act because it's going to form a vote undoubtedly next week. And let me give you the, we'll have to deal with the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act a little later, but right now we need to make those calls. We have to call into Congress, into the House of Representatives, and here's what I suggest you say. The number for your House representative, preferably Republican, I don't have much hope for the Democrats, it's 1-202.
Hold on right there, Ted. I hate to interrupt you. We came right up on the wall of the break. I know we talked about having you just for about 20 to 30 minutes tonight, which we've already done. If you could just stay a couple of more minutes through the break, we want to get that information that you have, the action plan.
You bet. I'll be here.
All right. Stay tuned. Thank you, brother. We'll be right back. All right, everybody. We're back with the one and only Reverend Ted Pike. Check out his work and most importantly, his recent two articles at truthtellers.org. Now, we've covered a lot of material in the first two segments tonight, and thankfully we have Ted for one more. We're talking about the Equality Act, which has already passed through committee. It is going to come to the floor of the House of Representatives for a vote probably this week. All right, so that is the immediate cause of concern. But in addition to the so-called Equality Act, you have the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act that's going to be following up behind it. So the Equality Act basically is going to make it a criminal offense to do anything that a homosexual deems to be harassment or anything that offends them, basically. It's kudos, or ditto, rather, for the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. Anything that a Jew finds to be offensive is going to be criminalized. This isn't hyperbole. This isn't something that may happen. I mean, why do you think it can happen in Canada and it can happen in other Western nations, but it can't happen here? It will happen here unless we do something. Now, Ted's got an action plan. Ted, share it with us.
Yes. It's time now to call your Republican House member. Even if you've never done it before, it's very easy. If you don't know who represents you in Congress or your state, just Google members of Congress and you'll, if let's say Tennessee, members of Congress, Tennessee, and there you'll have it. Or if you're not online, just call your local library. They'd be delighted to tell you who represents you, especially among the Republicans in the House and the Senate. Now, the phone number, the Capitol hotline is 1-202-224-3121. And I recommend you say something like this. Please vote against the Equality Act, H.R. 5. It will help end free speech for Christians, making them criminals if they criticize homosexuality. Again, please vote against the Equality Act, H.R. 5. It will help end free speech for Christians, making them criminals if they criticize homosexuality. Now, it may be that even if this does pass the House and the Senate, that President Trump will not pass it. But the fact is, as James was pointing out, there has been such a huge vacuum of even awareness of information about these two bills that it's time that we prepare for the coming years when President Trump will not be there and we have Hillary back in there, or Biden back in there, who will leap for the opportunity of making this into law and making America a speech crimes bureaucracy. We have to alert the American people and the church people that both of these bills are a Damocles sword held over their freedom to practice Christianity. In fact, I do have a little P.S. at the end of my articles. It says, years ago, a Christian living in northern Canada called me saying that he had been quietly passing out gospel tracts in his small town when a policeman approached. The officer told him it was now illegal to, quote-unquote, proselytize in that province. The plight of authentic Christian Canadians soberly reminds us that by opposing the equality bill, we are fighting for the very existence of Christianity. Now, this leads me to a thought. What is the very existence of Christianity in its simplest terms? Now, Jesus said, the fields are wide into harvest. Pray that the Lord of the harvest will send forth workers into the field. You see, the fields are white, but the laborers are few. Our freedom as Christians is not just to enjoy America and its liberty. It is to evangelize. It is to tell people, reprove, exhort, with all long-suffering and doctrines, with total liberty to speak freely as the Holy Spirit leads us into the fields of harvest. Now, Jesus said, work. Work in this vital, redemptive passion that is the essence of the church before the darkness comes, he says. Because if you don't work now, the darkness, he says, is coming when you can't work in the fields of evangelism. Well, doesn't that precisely describe this man in Canada right now? He can't go out and even pass out gospel tracts. He can't work in the fields that are white to harvest in northern Canada anymore because the darkness has come, and if he does so, he will end up as a victim of a hate crime tribunal, perhaps fining him $5,000 for that, perhaps sentencing him to 2 years in prison, hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal bills. He simply cannot work. The time is coming when we're not going to be able to work any longer if these two bills pass. And so I say this is your time of destiny, folks. This is the time when, if you've ever gotten up the scratch to make calls to Congress and protest now. The number is 1-202-224-3121. Make your voice heard before it's too late.
If you need the number, if you need the script, you can go to truthtellers.org, and we have reposted Ted's article about the equality bill, the so-called equality bill, at thepoliticalcesspool.org this week as well. So there, too, you can get the number and what you need to say to your representative. But it is chilling. It is chilling to imagine that as has happened already in Canada and in other nations across the Western world, it could very soon and very realistically be coming to America, where freedom of speech is not only now, you don't have to worry about being deplatformed or kicked off Facebook or shunned from polite society. You will actually be criminalized for telling the truth. Now, you talk here in one of your articles, Ted, about the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. Actual historic anti-Semitism is easy to define. It is the belief that Jews are, because of genetic, degenerate, and subversive. It is not, however, anti-Semitic to criticize the bad behavior of the State of Israel, Jewish leaders, and evil Jews, as Jesus did. Jesus Christ himself would be found guilty of this law. And so, listen, we need to oppose it with all vigor and all force. And time is of the essence, because, as we mentioned, the Equality Bill, the Equality Act, is coming up for a vote within the next few days. You've got to get on this right away. And following up that is the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. Coming soon, folks, to America, you have a chance now to do something about it. And do you believe those calls actually make a difference, Ted?
Oh, absolutely. Back in 2009, after about 10 years of fighting the ADL's hate crimes bill, our ability as on the conservative right, far right, if you will, the alternate talk radio and so on, we mustered a lot of calls coming in there, and actually influenced the final terminology of the Matthew Shepard hate bill, so it is not as threatening as it would have been without those calls. It came in literally in the last hours on the floor of the Senate. And as you probably heard, a legislative aide, a receptionist at a senator or House member's office, he or she views any call as representing at least 100, if maybe not 1,000 people who feel the same way, but for some reason just can't bend their elbow to pick up that phone and dial that number and let their voice be heard. So there's a disproportionate power in calling. I don't have too much faith in petitions, but I have great faith in the voice of the people being heard to their members of Congress. And this is the time in history. This is your destiny, folks, to just get in there. Now, if it passes, you were outnumbered generously in the House. If it passes in the House, don't worry. Get the truth tellers, and we'll keep you posted on exactly where to start calling. That might be even in the preliminary committee that S-852 has been introduced into. I believe in hitting these early committees, letting them know right at the beginning that there's going to be a lot of reverberations, especially for Republicans who don't who waffle. We're going to let them know that they may be selling auto insurance a couple of years from now if they don't participate with us. So make your voice heard, and it will resound. And let me tell you, your grandchildren will worship of your grave and thank you for this.
Well, Ted, I believe it. What do we have to lose? It is the least we can do to pick up the phone and make a 2-5-minute call, a 2-minute, a 5-minute call. Folks, you can do no less. Ted, we've already kept you a segment over. I don't want to continue the interview, but I do want to tell you something from my heart, and I want to say it over the public airwaves. If you could stay with us for 3 more minutes,
sure, let you bet.
Fly. Thank you, buddy. Welcome back. We're going to let Ted fly, Reverend Ted Pike, truthtellers.org, a truth teller he is indeed. And be sure to read his report on the so-called Equality Act and the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, the very misnamed acts that very well may be a chilling law over the freedom of speech in this country. They're at truthtellers.org, and there at the bottom you can find his action plan. Ted, I promised you earlier this week we go for 30 minutes. Now it's been the better part of an hour. But I'm glad you stayed for just another couple of minutes, because I wanted to tell you from the bottom of my heart, you know, we were talking a couple of days ago. You talked about how you had made nearly 1,000 radio appearances in X number of years. And I looked back, and you have made on this program over 100 radio appearances. And I remember when we first got started in 2004. Now, that was back when people may forget we were on 5 nights a week. We weren't just a weekly show. Then we were nightly, and you were appearing twice a month. You know, you do the math on that, twice a month times 12 months, that's 25 appearances a year times 10 years. I mean, you're getting up there. And over 100 appearances you've made on this show, and I know you don't get to appear as often as you used to during those early years, but I want you to know, and I wanted to, it was important that I tell you publicly and from the bottom of my heart that I love you, I appreciate you, and I respect you. If Christian leaders had your courage and your tenacity, America wouldn't be in the shape that it's in today. And I want to thank you for living a life that has set an example for all of us and made an impact for good.
Well, thank you so much, James. I'm very glad to go over the limit I thought I would be doing tonight, because it was clear that the Holy Spirit was with us tonight. And Scripture tells us that the Holy Spirit stands against the revealing of Antichrist until he is taken out of the way. Now, actually, that in the Greek, that's in the middle deponent case, and it means that he steps aside, he stands apart, he is not lifted passively out of the world like many evangelical believes in a rapture, but he steps aside. He never never departs from this world which he in Christ inhabit and have made. And so when we are fighting these evil portents of a coming revealing of Antichrist in power and tyranny over the world, we are working with the Holy Spirit. What a privilege. What a privilege that is to hold back the darkness and let our voice be heard and put it up on the highest pinnacle we can possibly find, which is now the Internet, and let the whole world know the whole truth.
The whole truth can be found there at truthtellers.org. Ted, thank you so much for coming on with us tonight. I know this won't be the last time we talk. You know, I try to check in with you from time to time. I certainly hope it won't be the last time we talk on the radio even. But I know that we're always together in spirit, and we will hasten the day, I hope, that we talk again.
We will. Thank you, James, so much.
Reverend Ted Pike, everybody, truthtellers.org. Thank you.